Hello, and welcome to the Knitting on the Run podcast. My name is Monique, and I will be your host. This is a new show, and I'm really excited to be starting this adventure. I've been debating doing a podcast for quite a while now, but after Dana from Just One More Row and the Unwind Yarn Company made some recent comments on her show about really looking how to find a way to find herself again after having kids and finding her own self that wasn't a mom self, I decided, you know what? I'm going to bite the bullet. So here I am. This show is going to be a little bit of what I'm looking for in a podcast, quite frankly. I'm a mother of two small boys, so I don't have a lot of time. So first off, this show will be short. I'm aiming to have every episode under 30 minutes, probably in the 20 to 30 minute range. The show is going to focus a lot on knitting because that's one of my massively obsessive hobbies right now. I love to knit. I knit every day when I can. We'll probably also have a little bit of running. I do some distance running when I can. And I'll probably throw in a little bit of gardening or cooking segments to round it out if there's time. So here we go. Before we go any further, I do want to address the elephant in the room. Yes, I speak very quickly. I'm trying really hard right now not to. I'm actually concentrating on speaking slowly. But I am from southern New England, and around here we all speak quite fast. It's just the way we are. In fact, my husband, who is from northern Vermont, when he first came down and met my parents and stayed at their house, my mother and I were having a conversation, and he actually had trouble understanding my mom and I because we were speaking so quickly together, and it's just the way so many of us talk around here. But I will endeavor as much as possible to rein that in and speak at a more normal tempo, which is going to be a little bit of a struggle for me because when I listen to podcasts myself, I speed them up. I listen to them all at 1.5, sometimes even 2x speed. So here I am trying to record my own and keep it at a much more normal pace. So let's move on to FOs. I do actually have a recent finished object. I'm really proud of this one. It's my first sweater knit in Euroflax Linen Sport. It's 100% linen. It's a little bit tough on the hands when you're working with it, but oh, the finished product is amazing. It's a 3/4 length sleeve lace sweater, and you can just toss this thing in the washing machine and the dryer, and the more you wash and dry it, the softer it gets, and it's beautiful to wear in the summertime. I love linen sweaters in the summer. They're worth all the pain in your fingers or the roughness on your fingers. They're just so wonderful. I know they're not everyone's cup of tea, but totally love them. Now on to whips. I have several things on the needles right now, which is pretty normal for me. I usually have a whole bunch of stuff. The first one is something I recently cast on a couple weeks ago. The Empire Top by Lily Go. She is a designer out of Malaysia, and it's the first time I've done a pattern of hers. I'm really excited. I love working with indie designers. They just get really creative, and you know, if you have a question, 99% of the time, they're really, really helpful if you send them a question, say, you know, did you mean this? Did you mean that? I've had great experiences, so there's only, I think, 10 projects or so of this pattern already made, but I'm really excited to be the next one. I'm knitting it in Frog Tree Peekaboo, which is a discontinued yarn. Next on the needles, I just cast this on last week. It's the Hitchhiker Shawl, which many of you probably have knit. It's a garter shawl with 42 points if you use enough yarn to do it, hence the name Hitchhiker from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's by Melanie Bame, and I am knitting that in Queensland's Sugar Rush, which is some deep stash of mine that was discontinued many years ago, which is a shame because it was a lovely viscose made from the parts of the sugarcane plant that don't go into making sugar. It was a really interesting yarn to work with and super soft with a gorgeous drape. I love that yarn, but apparently no one else did. Anyway, third project currently working on is what I call my purse sock. I've got 5 minutes in a parking lot waiting for the, you know, thing one to get out of preschool. By the way, I call my kids thing one and thing two to get them a little bit of privacy on the internet here. So if I'm waiting for thing one to get out of preschool, I pull out the purse sock, or, you know, God forbid we're trapped at a doctor's office and someone's sick and we're waiting in a waiting room or something, I've got something to work on at all times. So I've got the purse sock. Did a few rounds on that this week. I'm currently trying to, rescue the purse sock Thing 2 is 20 months old, and he recently got a hold of it. Yeah, you can imagine how that yarn looks right now. It's chaos. It's just a giant section of knots and loops and... yeah, well, someday it'll look like a cake again. Oh well. Fourth whip at the moment is the Robin shawl by Meredith Lee. She is a new designer to me, but she's very prolific, and I will actually be meeting her this summer at the SSK retreat down in Nashville. I'm knitting this one on Ito's Kinu, K-N-I-U. It's 100% silk. It's almost more of like a raw silk feel on your fingers than it is traditional silk yarn, but I really like working with it. It's a garter stitch shawl, another garter stitch shawl. This one is done with a series of short rows, so you get really interesting curves, and it's a 2 or 3 color shawl, so you get some interesting stripes kind of going along with the curves, and I'm really liking how this one's coming out. Next to last whip I've got right now is a space shuttle baby blanket that I charted out myself. This is from my cousin. He and his wife are expecting their first child, and when we were little, he and I both wanted to be astronauts, so I could not resist making a space shuttle baby blanket. I'm almost done with this. I'm just going back and doing some duplicate stitching right now to outline the orbiter and outline the solid rocket boosters from the orbiter. Yes, you can tell I actually know all the parts of the space shuttle. I'm that kind of kid. I wanted to be an astronaut, even after the Challenger disaster, went to space camp, all that, 9 yards, yeah. But anyway, so I'm loving this baby blanket. I'm having so much fun because it's bringing back memories of being a kid and wanting to ride up on the space shuttle and see planet Earth from afar, that sort of thing. And my last project is a sweater I just cast on, another linen sweater in Euroflax Sport. It's the same design. I'll keep a lid on this one for a while because I can't talk much about it. The pattern hasn't been released yet, but I'm looking forward to it. In gardening, we recently started our first seedlings. We're up here in New England, so yeah, it's cold still. It's March. So we don't really have a lot of stuff going on outside in terms of planting, but we did start our seedlings recently. Our first batch, I should say, my son's first batch that he planted about 10 days ago or so, have already come up, and they're under the grow lights in our spare bedroom. And I planted my seedlings, the ones that we don't want little fingers to help with, just this past weekend, so there we're waiting for those to pop up. We garden a lot around here. We have kind of a weirdly shaped property. It's a very long, thin rectangle, and we inherited a very good size vegetable garden from the previous owners. It's probably about 20 by 35 feet, give or take. A little shadier than I would like, but it already had a deer fence. If you live in New England, deer are a massive problem. We have white-tailed deer in our yard constantly. Not far behind our house is a town forest, and then also across the street from us is a massive, massive swamp. You can't see it from our house. It's through some trees, and then sort of to the right of that is the other side of the town forest. It kind of goes across the street we live on. So given that where we live and that we have a big field on one side and woods on the other side and woods behind us, just small woods, not official woods, the deer and all the other critters, they love coming through our yard. We're like, you know, Route 1 highway between the town forest and the cedar swamp. So we've got tons of wildlife, including the deer. So if you're going to do any kind of gardening around here, you really have to take that into account. So when we bought the property and I saw the deer fence around the veggie garden, I was very excited. We grow all sorts of things that you normally would around here. We grow cool weather crops like broccoli and spinach and Swiss chard. And yes, my kids actually eat most of those, probably because they grow them. Carrots, tons of tomatoes. We grow those up on our deck though in pots because our deck is a lot sunnier than our veggie garden. We also grow, we're going to try this year watermelon for the first time. We've never grown one successfully, but since Thing One is now almost about 5 and a half and he loves watermelon, we're going to give it a go. We're also going to grow kale for the first time. The boys have really taken a shine to kale, sort of. For them, it's a real shine. We've had a CSA the past year at a local farm, and we've gotten a lot of kale with them through the winter CSA share, and I found an old Italian recipe where you saute kale with sausage and beans and a little bit of garlic and serve it with some nice crusty bread, and it is delicious. And I'm honestly not a huge fan of kale or beans or sausage, and I like this, so that tells you something. It's a pretty good recipe. Also, we grow cucumbers because Thing One is obsessed with cucumber. It's his favorite vegetable. And I think we might try growing quinoa. We've tried it once or twice, but it keeps getting eaten. But I have a little new doohickey, for lack of a better word. It's like a pop-up tent thing you put over it to keep pests out. We'll see if that works. They'll probably just chew their way through, but it's worth trying. We also have a lot of fruit plants on our property. We've got blueberries and raspberries. We have Arctic kiwis. And last summer, or last spring, I should say, we planted cranberry plants for the first time, and some low bush blueberries, which are more like the native blueberries as opposed to the ones you actually get at the grocery store, which are hybridized over the years. So I'm really excited to see if we get fruit from those. Actually, thinking back on it, we've had them now over a year. It was 2 summers ago. So we may actually get fruit on those this year. So I'm really excited to see what happens. Maybe we'll get our own cranberries for the first time. We also have rhubarb and chives and scallions. And yeah, we grow a lot. On to a few minutes of running. We'll do a running catch up right now. I love half marathons. Totally love them. I've run, I think, 6 or 7 half marathons, and I've done one full marathon. Finished it. Wasn't pretty, but I finished it. Done a ton of 5Ks and 10Ks and stuff over the years too. I got into long distance running because I ironically had a knee injury. I dislocated my knee when I was 18 in college. Didn't get a proper diagnosis till almost 10 years later, but they finally figured out what happened, and I needed a way to get back in shape. I was just in a ton of pain, so I started walking. And I kept walking and I kept walking, and so eventually I started walking half marathons. Nowadays, or I should say, I used to actually run them as well. Run walk them is more like it for my knee, just to dial back a little bit and not run the whole thing. But after I had thing two, I really busted my knee. It wasn't just a re-injuring of the old thing. I mean, I damaged the cartilage. It was a whole mess. I almost needed knee surgery. So coming back from that, and I've kind of retweaked it once or twice, and I'm coming off a recent retweaking. I'm trying to get back in shape, trying to get back out there. I miss having my feet pounding the pavement. So I'll take you on this journey with me as I try to go ahead and get back up to a half marathon. My goal is maybe to do one next fall. We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to push it. I'm waiting to see how things go. I've injured myself enough over the years doing this that I know what I should do and what I shouldn't do. So I'm gonna take it slow. I'm not gonna promise that I'm gonna take you along a half marathon, but if I get there, I will take you with me. And that's our show for today. As I said, I really want to keep this show short. A lot of you are like me and you just don't have the time, so this show will always be under half an hour and hopefully under 20 minutes as often as I can swing it. So I want to keep this first one really short. Thank you for listening. You can find show notes at knittingontherun.podbeam.com. You can find me on Ravelry. My username is Windswept Monique. You can also find me on Instagram as Windswept Knits. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Come back next week. Until next time, this has been Knitting on the Run.